Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, folks, I was watching the other day the Star Trek movie Star Trek II Wrath of Khan, where at the beginning of the show, Dr. McCoy wants to help Captain Kirk, who is farsighted. He can't read without glasses. But he can't have Retinax 5, which is this medication prescribed in the 23rd century to take care of people with eye problems. Now, I was thinking, yeah, I wish they had that now, because I now have two implants replacing my lenses, cataract surgery, where they put a lens implant in each eye. Okay? And now I seem like a normal person, or as normal as I can get, which we don't want to argue about. And I was thinking, gosh, Retinax 5 would not have had to undergo this. As procedures go, cataract surgery is pretty minor, but still, you know, it's an operation. But of course, the real bionic nature of my life would be they have to replace a couple of heart valves. That's where I think even, what was it here? Captain Picard had an artificial heart, didn't he? Any of you Star Trek people out there know? Cheryl Randall?
Yeah, he did.
Right, yes, he did, absolutely. Yeah, he got in some bar fight or something when he was much younger and ended up needing emergency surgery. And so maybe that's why he never really liked kids too much. I don't know.
Well, you see, but the point is here, I think in the 23rd century, they'd have that really down in a way that isn't there now. Replacing a heart would be such a trivial thing. It'd be done by machines. You wouldn't need a human doctor. Or they can grow a new heart. See, that's the thing I wonder about when we talk about future technology and if UFOs are from other planets. If the beings that power them are anything near humanoid, how far has their advanced technology taken them in terms of medical care? Could they just grow organs? Could they print them out in 3D printers or the 50th century equivalent? What do you think, Cheryl Costa?
I think they could. In fact, there's evidence that some people are being worked on by the ETs. They make it look like it's our own process, our own medical process, but it's not. You know, I know of a guy who had, quote, out-of-this-world health care in terms of he had the equivalent to arthroscopic surgery done on his legs, but it wasn't done by medical doctors on this planet.
Yeah, we've talked to Preston Dennett and brought that up with him as well. Because when we hear about a lot of the abductions and some of the cases, it sounds like the kind of procedures that they're using are relatively primitive, even compared to our own these days. And so we ask, you know, like, why do they do that? But then he brings up these miraculous healing cases where people have had doctors confirm that there's supposedly, anyway, serious things wrong with them, and they have a UFO encounter, and then it has all gone away. I mean, how do we explain that?
That's a tough one. It really is. I've heard some very interesting stories about it. Dr. Burks and I were coming back 2 years ago. We're coming back from the UFO MegaCon down in Laughlin, Nevada. It was about a 2.5-3 hour 12-passenger van ride back to Vegas to get a plane. And him and I had a 3-hour talk back there in the back seat about this stuff. Okay, both me as a journalist and the encounters I've had with people who have supposedly had out of this world healthcare, and then he talked about what his experience was with talking to people as well, and being a medical doctor and being able to be very smart about it.
Well, this is really fascinating. You've got a book that we're going to get into talking about, Cheryl.
Okay.
So, you know, for our listeners, we've got Cheryl Costa on. We're going to be talking about her book, UFO Sightings Desk Reference, United States of America, 2001 to 2020. But there's a lot more in your experience, Cheryl, than writing a statistical analysis, it sounds like. And I'm really quite interested in this conversation you had with this doctor. Tell us some more.
Well, you got to remember, I was a journalist for seven years, writing a weekly column on the UFO topic matter. Okay, and a lot of people thought, "Wow, it must be fun to write a column every week." I says it's a 300 to 400 word term paper every week, you know, and it's that kind of thing. You got to turn it in by Thursday evening, so you're on Wednesday sometimes sweating it because I don't know what the heck to write about, you know, that type of thing. In fact, I never wrote about this topic, though I did research it carefully and interview a lot of people regarding it. There's at least one individual that had a tumor, that should have, not a tumor, but a clot in his brain. And the way it was resolved was it was broken up. But it was an extraterrestrial entity that was coaching his subconscious mind of how to get rid of it himself.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I mean, okay, so now we're getting into even, like, okay, this we've gone from sort of more or less mainstream ufology way out to the fringe all of a sudden there. So, you know, in other words, okay, I can sort of...
It's all the fringe. Trust
well,
me,
the fringe. I guess so. When you talk to normal, so-called normal people, if there is such a thing, we can wrap our heads around the idea that interstellar travel is a possibility, and that there may be craft that are coming here, and that people are getting on board and having a procedure done. We fly airplanes around and fix people's eyesight for free in third world countries this way. It seems like a complete miracle, but it's completely understandable. And yet, the idea that, well, maybe we can just sort of telepathically fix someone's eyesight from a distance by telling them, you know, what herbs they should eat or something, that's getting out there.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level.
Wait a minute. Okay, another part of my life, I am a rather serious mystic, okay? Retired magical priestess for 44 years, okay, had over 300 students in that time. I lived in a Buddhist monastery for 7 years as a sabbatical, okay. And the mind is a very powerful thing, okay, and a lot of things, there's a lot of things in your body you can control with the right thinking. But our whole Western culture is set up in such a way that you're constantly being, they want to distract you. I'm going to use a Christian term. The cell phone is the devil's toy. Okay? I mean, you bow your head to it 70 times a day.
It's not the devil's toy?
I mean,
Randall doesn't have one, by the way, just so listeners know.
All right. Fine. I have one, but I don't live on it. Okay, I have it only so my spouse can get a hold of me, or if I really, really seriously have to call for help or something like that. That's the only reason I have a cell phone, okay? Or when I was doing a lot of community theater, that was my office after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you needed me, that was my office over at the theater, you know. But beyond that, I don't live on my cell phone like everybody else you see walking around with their phone in their pocket, and they're going to have a tumor. They're going to carry the women who are carrying them around in their back pocket, that's where they're going to have their tumor in a few years, because I'm a ham radio operator. And I know the kind of damage persistent exposure to very, very or ultra high frequency or microwave frequency levels of RF radiation will cause. I've seen pictures where a woman who used to carry her cell phone in her bra caused a nice square tumor.
I completely, like, I'm on board with you there. Like, I wasn't just being facetious. The reason I don't carry a cell phone is for a lot of the reasons that you just described. Not merely the, you know, the cultural and the social distractions that it causes, but partly that as well. I used to sell cell phones at one time in an electronics department, and I've heard plenty of the stories, and somewhat ironically, that same organization that I worked for hosted a radio program that was a medical show where they had a doctor specialist, neurologist.
Hey, let's do our break here. and talk to our doctors. More to come with Cheryl, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Cheryl Costa. We're going to talk about that UFO desk reference, the latest version published just this year with all those sightings. Right now we're talking about, I don't want to get heavy into the possibility of radiation from cell phones. I should say this, I very rarely use my iPhone next to my ear. I always use a speakerphone. That's just me.
I use the little earphone thing with the hanging microphone, and I usually have it sitting on the table or something.
Yeah, that's really smart. Just before the break, you know, just to finish up that point, the organization that I work for, that where I was selling these phones, hosted a radio program where they had a doctor, a neurosurgeon from California, come up, and they were talking about exactly what you were talking about, Cheryl, the incidences of tumors. And this doctor, this is all he did all day long. This is how he put it. I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty accurate. He says, I pull tumors out of people's heads all day long that are on the same side of their head as they use their cell phone, and they're all cell phone users. I know that there's no direct evidence, they say, scientific evidence. It's correlation, not proven causation. But when you have that kind of an experience, it's pretty hard to ignore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It keep falling back on correlation is not causality excuse.
Yeah, just like fracking is, you know. Oh yeah, we can crack open the water table right next to the gas that's trapped in the rocks, and the water in your sink never used to light on fire. Now it does, but it's not the cause. It's just correlation, and we'll settle out of court, by the way. Right? So, you know, it's this politicization of science these days that is really getting to me. And of course, it's the same with the pandemic, right? So, anyway, way off topic now. So, UFO healings, this is where we were before. Let's carry on with that.
What about it?
Right.
I had a 3-hour conversation with a medical doctor about this topic matter based on people I had interviewed, people and people that he had interviewed, people who he had seen before and after x-rays, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And there's some amazing stuff. You talk to some of the experiencers, and, you know, they take them in, and next thing you know, Travis Walton, they found a rather interesting probe inside him, down in his leg. I know other people, they've gone in. The doctor used to take a lot of that stuff out, passed away a couple of years ago, but I saw some documentaries about him down at the International UFO Congress a few years ago. He was standing there in his office with a guy, and he says, okay, I've got this little RF meter, and Joe, here's an x-ray of Joe's arm, you know, and he puts it over this meter antenna. It's the kind of stuff ham radio operator uses, you know, and we hung it over this guy's arm, and there was something in his arm that was radiating 3 gigahertz, which is kind of like a frequency you might use to get to a satellite. And then they did surgery on it and took this organic thing out of him, and it ceased.
Right, you're talking about Lear, right? I think probably, right?
No. Oh, okay. This is some guy you never heard of, you know.
Oh, different doctor.
Okay. Yeah, this guy used to, I can't remember the guy's name. I can see him, but I can't remember him. But he sat there with the same kind of equipment that I have in my ham radio shack. Checked this guy out, and every time, you know, and he had another patient come in there, supposedly has something in his leg. You know, here's the X-ray, right? And then we sit there and run that damn meter down there. Oh yeah, 3,500 hertz or megahertz, you know, that type of thing.
A biodegradable implant that emits EM. That's, you know, that is really quite remarkable.
Well, it's organic. It was an organic implant of some sort, yeah.
Yeah. I suppose we shouldn't be too surprised. I mean, our brain emits EM, and it's biological and organic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of copper in our brain, apparently. Like, that's where most of the copper in our body is, in our brain. And you think, oh, well, wiring, of course. Why wouldn't it be there, right? You know? Bioelectrical.
Yeah, but you, okay. I don't want to get into the physics of our RF generation. I really don't. I've got that kind of background in the Navy. I was a senior electronic warfare specialist, so I understood the schools they put me through. I understood RF from like DC to light. So it's in my past. I prefer not to talk about the technology.
Oh, that's too bad. It's, you know, kind of like, think that's kind of interesting. If you have an interest in it, it's pretty cool. And if you were in the armed forces, I mean, we've been hearing a lot since this Nimitz encounter from people in the military who have had experiences. And I mean, I guess if you've never encountered other people in the service that have had them, there's not much that, I guess maybe not that much point in talking about it. But
well, wait a minute. Let's go there for a minute.
Sure.
I was at MegaCon in 2019, but it was February that year. And in the table in the vendor area across from us were half a dozen sailors that had been on the Princeton, which was the radar ship, the advanced radar ship associated with the Nimitz. And I had some very interesting, you know, journalist type conversations. I told them up front I was a journalist, but, you know, I'm friendly to UFO. And we talked about it. And two of the things they. Most of these guys worked in the Combat Information Center, or what we used to call the CIC. And the complicated thing wasn't the UFO. The complicated thing was everybody who was on that watch in that advanced, very, very, very high-tech radar center. Not radar like I worked with 30 years ago. I mean, we're talking extremely high-tech radar. The stuff they told us was coming back in my day. And these guys had their reality rattled. This thing was real. It was out flying the F-18s, okay? This was real. They had disclosure by experience, okay? And they couldn't tell anybody. So they come home, their reality has been rattled, and some of these guys just were having difficulty grasping it. Of course, their spouses picked up on their nervousness, and in a couple of cases, the commentary from spouse was, okay, who is she? You know, that kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And but some of these guys almost lost their marriages because they couldn't go see a counselor. Nothing. This stuff doesn't exist. Oh, it's top secret. You can't talk about it. Okay. And only in the last couple of years have you noticed how many leaks we've had from guys taking cell phone pictures of their radar screens or their infrared screens and getting them out to Jeffrey Corbell or somebody. And I think that's how we're kind of – the Navy is trying to handle this. They're trying to – get this whole secret hush-hush thing out of the way and saying, look, there's issues going on here. And one of the biggest issues out there, since we were talking sort of like the medical establishment, is a couple of years ago, me and a friend of mine who's a therapist, we wrote the local society, the New York State Society of Social Workers, not once, not twice, but three times, and told them, this is a real phenomenon. There are people who are touched by ET or even just have the experience of a real serious sighting, and it rattles their reality and expands their view of reality, and it changes you when you see something really, really verifiable or really, really out of this world, as they say. And they would not answer us.
We're going to verify this, folks, and be back with Cheryl Costa and Gene and with Randall. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration may be looking to enlist commercial airliners in the evacuations out of Kabul. The New York Times reporting that the Pentagon is looking into reactivating the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, which would bring nearly 20 commercial jets from up to five airlines into the efforts to get American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas out of the country. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized with COVID-19 along with his wife Jacqueline. In a statement, the Rainbow Push Coalition said that the 79-year-old is being monitored by doctors and that Jackson was fully vaccinated, receiving his first dose in January. And parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. New York City has declared a state of emergency, with Mayor Bill de Blasio warning New Yorkers to stay indoors if they can, as heavy winds, rain, and storm surges are expected in the city. The storm is expected to make landfall on Long Island or southern New England Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News. The State Department said Wednesday that American citizens and Afghans trying to get to the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul are being stopped by Taliban checkpoints across the city. The Taliban had previously made public statements that they would allow safe passage to those who wished to leave the country. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says that the U.S. is using all of its resources to put pressure on the Taliban to allow free passage to the Kabul airport.
We have seen reports that the Taliban, contrary to their public statements and their commitments to our government, are blocking Afghans who wish to leave the country from reaching the airport. Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
It's interesting we bring up the Navy and, of course, the Nimitz encounters and everything, Cheryl. Because it looks like, if you believe the Navy again, they were 144 sightings included in that Pentagon UAP task force. And then we look at the latest edition of that book of yours, where you have now 167,632 sighting reports. Now, obviously, that's covers a wider area than just the U.S. Navy or NORAD. But still, it seems like a case of tunnel vision.
Yeah, and it's bigger than that, because only 1 in 250 report what they see. Take that number and times it by 250. It'll blow your socks off.
Just before that, you made a couple of really interesting points. First of all, one of them was, you used the phrase, I might have to be paraphrasing here, but disclosure by first-hand experience.
Yep.
And that, I think, is really important, because so many people, especially the hardened skeptics, dismiss first-hand experience as valid evidence. And I don't think that's fair-minded. And what it boils down to is that there are so many people now that know from first-hand experience that it's real, that this whole disclosure thing to them is just kind of a moot point almost. It's like, we already know, which means they must already know.
We're not true believers, we're knowers.
You know, yeah, exactly. So it says we know and they know. So what is this little game they're playing all about then?
Well, let's go back a step. When people say to me, well, I hear this from news directors, and you got that 167,000 number there, you know, but how many of them are credible? Well, short of CSI evidence, I've got 167,632 eyewitnesses. Ask any court officer, an eyewitness account can still get you convicted in this court, in any court in this country.
Right. But, I mean, it is actually a pretty fair question, though. So, like, I'm not sure, you know, the okay. methods you
we
did
have
to filter
a, we
them
have,
down.
We have a method. All right. People would say to me all the time, they said, well, this is a common thing people have said to me. The guy at Staples, the mailman, any number of people who knew we were writing this book. Well, did you take out all the, quote, did you take out all the kooks, nuts, and crackpots?
Yeah, because for them, that means just about everybody. But
well, okay. So let me explain how we did it, though.
Yeah.
I ask a lot of people, like in social media. I was in a couple of really big groups. I'm no longer in. I used to be an admin in a couple of the big Facebook groups. And I got a conversation going one day. It says, so what number do we accept? Is it Dr. Valais says 20% is good, 80% is noise? MUFON investigators will tell you somewhere between 20 and 30%. Typically 30% is good. There are some people who want to take it down to 10%. And of course, there's that one group of people who probably needs to sleep with a nightlight that wants to take it down to 1%, you know, because they're afraid that those things really are there. Linda and I did a different kind of criteria, and we came up with the 68%. So we tend to go with the idea that 30% is a good number. So let's do a little chalk talk here, okay? Let's take 70% right off the top of that 167,600, okay? That leaves us about 50,000 of that whole 20 years. Divide that 50,000 by 20 years, it leaves us with about 2,500 a year. You divide that 2,500 a year roughly by 12 months, and it gets us down to a number of about 210, 214, something like that, okay? What that is 200, let's assume that that 30% are the real thing, okay? That 211 are 211 real things for 240 months over the last 20 years. If all states were equal, they are not. But if all states were equal, this again, it's a chalk talk. Divide that 214 number or 210 number by 50, it comes down to every single state over the last 20 years was having an average of 4 real thing event, exotic events a month for the last 20 years. It's still a big number, even if you throw 70% away.
Yeah, actually, that is really quite reasonable. You know, I was going to go, I was looking back at the original Blue Book, one of their first analysis of their 1,593 reports, and they got down to what they called the unknowns at 26.94%, and you've taken it even lower than that. I'm thinking, well, okay, they had a lot of reports that they just arbitrarily threw away because there was insufficient data. And so if you could say, okay, well, you didn't get to go out and investigate and talk to every single person and do the kind of work that Blue Book did for their cases. So you've just arbitrarily said, okay, let's just take that many and get rid of them. And you were pretty close. Yeah, I'd say that's an entirely reasonable approach.
Well, another thing we did with it, please understand, Linda and I don't do field investigations. We don't like ticks. We don't like cow patties. We don't like barbed wire. We don't like walking around in the mud. We don't like mosquitoes. So we're a couple of old ladies, and we don't like all that stuff. So instead of studying an individual case to nauseam, let's call it an ant. Okay? Instead of studying one ant, we decided to study the entire ant farm. Okay? Take a big picture approach to the culture of the UFOs. As we said in our book, we measured the phenomena. We can't tell you who they are. We can't tell you who's driving them. It might be government pilots. It might be aliens. It might be guys from Lockheed. It might be the Teamsters. We don't know who's flying them, but we do know that these things are out there, and there's 29 verifiable shapes. And we, in the second book, we did a book in 2017, but in this this book right now, we did a very specific analysis of every single shape. How many a year? How many a month? How the hours of the day they appear? Heck, some of these things only appear. Some of these things have seasonal patterns. Who knew this before we came out with this data? Okay, so case studies won't tell you that.
I think it's completely fascinating that you've done this, and I remember listening to an interview with you about your first book, and I thought, why don't more people know about this and pay more attention to it? Because it is really quite fascinating when you start playing with numbers like this and looking for patterns, and you find them.
Well, okay, Gene, I give you one answer we're being sat on. Okay, there is a establishment within the UFO community that everything has to be a case study and just study down to the bottom. And it tends to be a good old boy club to some degree. So here comes, and back in 2017, here came a couple of gay women trying to doing statistical science, and it just went over everybody's head. And that was an issue. And of course, people were kind of, all the trolley types are coming. Oh, you didn't vet every single one of those 120,000, which is what we had in the first book. Okay. And we basically said, we don't have to. There's a statistical wash that we know that there's a certain amount we can get rid of. Okay. Hell, 3.5% of people who fill out a UFO report don't fill in what the city is. Okay. 14%. Go ahead and make the entry. Either they spell the city wrong, or they do a thing like Phoenix, Arizona, next to Joe's Bar, or something like that. You can't sort on a thing like that.
Being near Joe's Bar after you have a few drinks there, you don't know where you are. I haven't been to Joe's Bar, but I understand they make good pizza. We got Cheryl Costa joining us. We're looking at tons and tons of UFO sightings and where they point to, what they point to. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let me point out this is not product placement. I've never been to Joe's Bar. Cheryl, go ahead, please.
Okay. The bottom line is that back during the lockdown, I had the idea of maybe starting to work on one of the shapes, but we were going to produce a bunch of shapes books. So we had nothing better to do. It was watch TV, drink, or watch streaming TV, or eat, you know. And we did our share of eating. We all gained about 20 more pounds. I thank God I have managed to lose all that 20 pounds. It's taken me the last 8 months to do it, but I've managed to do it. So we were looking at the database, and at that time we had 148,000 sightings in the database. So it meant we didn't have 2019, 2020 yet. I got in there, and the problem is you couldn't sort on anything. Because when you got down to the municipal or location level, and I make a distinction there, there are municipalities, which are local governments, and then there are places where people report it from. I was at Joe's campground up in the such and such mountains. Okay, it's a location. So I refer to places as municipalities and locations. So there was that, and we had to correct it. And looking forward to 2020, we said, well, if we're going to do that five-year update book, we better fix this. So I sat down with a golden mail list database, and we arranged the fields so that we could merge it into ours. We changed the color and everything. We merged it in, sorted it in such a way that as we went down to every single city and every single state, we could easily just correct the spelling by dragging it in. And if the county wasn't right or was non-existent, we could update the county. While we were at it, we added zip code, and we added latitude and longitude, okay? That has also, adding zip code has added another dynamic to this whole thing. I sent Randall a plot of the United States of UFOs by zip code. There's 42,600 zip codes, something like that. And we had UFO reports from about a little over 18,000 and a half of them. Is what's interesting is when you look at a state, you do like Arizona. I also sent Randall the graphic of the state of Arizona, and there's holes. Not every single zip code has had UFO sighting reports. So this is an interesting dynamic nobody knew before.
But let me ask you a question when it comes to that. And those are really interesting pictures. I mean, it looks like people should be seeing UFOs everywhere, but we don't, which is kind of another curiosity. But I'm imagining, because from the other statistics I've looked at over the years, it seems that the sightings do correlate highly with population centers. And so it's not just like these sort of mythology that you have to be way out in the middle of no place in order to have a UFO experience.
Well, yeah, but see, the problem is everybody used to, and I'm going to say it this way, used to knee-jerk on population, okay? We found out that there were five principal drivers for UFO sighting reports. We also found that there were five secondary influencers, okay? Principal drivers are population, as everybody knows. We discovered the next one, population and temperate weather. Linda discovered temperate weather back in 2016 when we were doing the first book. Population, temperate weather. Now, what does that mean? If you go to a northern state, there's more sightings in July and August than the rest of the year. The cooler months, it's got a quiescent level, and those are usually your dog walkers and smokers. We suspected there was a leisure time factor involved. We couldn't prove it at that time then. We have since proved that. We have added hours of darkness, which backs up the leisure time issue. And then observer access to broadband. The reason some of the rural areas don't have as many sighting reports, it's that not that they're not getting sightings. They don't have easy access to broadband to report it.
Oh, that's a really good point. I mean, this brings up what we were talking about just a little bit earlier when you were talking about all of your statistics that Stanton Friedman used to bring up when he was doing his rounds. And, of course, I'm sure you know who Stanton Friedman was.
Know him well.
Yeah, and, you know, he would say when he would go out to do his lectures that he would ask how many people have had a UFO experience. And many people, because they were interested, would come to see him, had UFO experiences, and many of them would put up their hand. And then he would say, how many of you reported it?
Yeah, 1 in 10. And,
yeah.
But there's an issue there.
Uh-huh.
That the method they used there was not very scientific. Okay?
Well, that's true, but I mean, okay. It still kind of speaks to the
point
that, you know, that you're already being really conservative. I would tend to think that there's probably been a lot more really good sightings.
Do you want the real number?
Sure. What do you figure?
Okay. When I was doing some columns on this back when I first started doing my columns, newspaper columns. The 1 in 10 number didn't work with the amount of sightings we had. So then somebody told me, well, it's 1 in 10 sees them, and then 1 in 10 reports them. So it's like one tenth of 1/10. And that still didn't work. Okay. It wouldn't work with the real numbers that are being reported. And then 2017, Fox Pictures did a poll, the same kind of poll you usually get, 36% are true believers, 42 to 45% are on the fence, and 17% thinks it's all hogwash. 80% believes the government's not being square with us. Okay, but they ask a question of how many people said they've seen a UFO. They came back with this number of 16.74%. And that's 16%. I mean, that's 1 in 5 people or 1 in 6 people. Okay. So I didn't trust the number because I'd never seen it done before. And I wasn't sure about the metric, but I played with it. Okay. Privately. And then in September 2019, Gallup poll did a similar, the typical interview. And they did that measurement with how many people say they've seen one, and it came back with that 16% and change number, okay? So from that, we using both those numbers, we said, well, okay, this 16% seems to be something. So we went back in and cranked it, and it was a function of adult population, okay? Adult population is about 76% of any one particular state, typically, according to census, okay? So what we did was generally just throwing the number of the population, 70% of the 76% of the U.S. population, we got a number, a rough number. So what we did was we generated a table. We stuck all the populations, adult populations in, and against their sightings. We already had the sighting data, and we did it for every state in the country. And it was a bell curve. okay? At one bottom end on one, the bell curve, it was 1 in 150 people. At the other bottom end, at the other side of the curve, it was 1 in 450 people. But the lion's share of it was up in this bell curve, and it hovered in the 1 in 200 and 1 in 300, with 1 in 250 being right at the top.
Something interesting occurs to me here. We're looking at locations and how many sightings here, how many sightings there, how many sightings everywhere. Did you make any effort, or were you able to do some demographic breakdowns?
Did we see any specific racial, sexual age groups that we can look into? But something we did do, we managed to get that. Again, it's a correlation. Proximity. Okay, these are the influencers. Proximity to large bodies of water made a major influence. My other New York State researcher colleague, Thomas W. Conwell, he took our original book, plotted the data on a big map on his wall. He destroyed the wall with the pinholes. Proximity to toxic ecosystems. The ETs are extremely interested in our brownfields, our polluted lakes, very polluted lakes, very polluted rivers, dead mining towns, dead strip mines, dead oil fields, gas fields, all that kind of stuff. Burning coal mines, that kind of thing. Hey, the ET experiencers keep coming back and telling us ET told us to take care of our planet. So they seem to be extremely interested in how badly we're treating the ecosystem on this planet. The other thing was proximity to geological faults. They seem to haunt the shaky fault lines. Okay, they're very interested in that. I seem to think they're trying to protect us from, monitor it for us.
Here's a question. Sorry to interrupt there. I mean, this is all really fascinating. And you cover so many things that I'm going, we're going to have to come back to that. But while we're on this topic of locations, one of the chapters in your book, and of course, this gets talked about fairly frequently, the 37th parallel superhighway.
Yeah.
Or is it a superhighway? Tell us a little bit about that.
Baloney.
Okay.
Let's do a break here, and then we'll continue. With Cheryl, Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.